Debbie Ngaru Apaka is with us. Hey, Deb, it's good to catch up with you again. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Kia ora, obviously, and not unexpectedly too, a recount particularly for Tāmaki Makaurau. We'll know that on Monday, but either way, you can't deny that it's been a superb showing here from the Tāmaki Makaurau candidate. Four votes is as tight as I can recall. Obviously, on slight tenderhooks too, until that result is formalised on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to mihi to Tāmaki Makaurau for for believing in themselves and to get out there and support our candidate, Taku Taimoa, and I guess also to for their confidence in believing Te Pāti Māori. And of course, this is up against an environment where we've had some of the most ridiculous accusations come out because, you know, we've been able to set up polling booths on whenua in kaupapa places so that we encourage our people to get out and vote and to vote in environments where they're comfortable, where we can get lots of kaupapa done, you know, in a typical...
Just looks as though we've dropped out. That's okay. We'll be back with Debbie in just a moment. Well, it gives us a chance to have a little reflect back in time. In fact, Debbie's got straight back to us, so thank you to her. She'll be with us in just a moment. Today's the 10th of November. A couple of circumstances worth noting. I'll get to them in a moment. She's back.
Sorry. Where I was going with this is that, so apologies. I think, you know, as Māori, we really, really struggle to get into elections and kaupapa where it's been largely driven by mainstream, where big parties are funded with all sorts of, shenanigans. So when we get kaupapa and polling booths on marae, it's really important not only just to protect it, but to stick up for it. So it's really disappointed to see the rubbish journalism that came out of Wakaata Māori. There has been no complaints registered in the Electoral Commission about our marae, about takutai, and about the way that we creatively as Māori have to bring our whānau together to feel confident and safe to vote. So, you know, I call out journalists and media that haven't done their research properly and are about Māori bashing when we have seen libraries, you know, Pākehā churches, a whole lot of other kaupapa that are normalised to be able to do and bring about voters, but the minute Māori come up with their own solutions, some of our own are so colonised they don't believe in our own solutions.
Tēnā koe. It seems a very appropriate venue for a polling booth, from my take. I mean, even when it came to getting the vaccination, I attended Manurewa Marae because I wanted to get the shot on a marae rather than elsewhere. And I guess the numbers would bear that out too. It was a very popular polling booth, and the style that accompanied the voting process at the marae was something really quite celebratory, quite different, and perhaps that needs to be mirrored more. Marae should be used as polling booths much more than they are already, don't you think?
Oh, I think all Māori spaces and places should be. And, you know, we've heard sort of accusations, and to be honest, there's probably some real manawa pakaru. You know, what Takutai has done is come in as a first-time, you know, candidate. She's and I think Te Pāti Māori has set out and ruffled some feathers from some really, you know, big birds. And the reality is that when we hear kōrero, oh, you know, JT's used all his resources to get out there and to get Te Pāti Māori and Kao. Māori used all their resources and innovation because we're up against trillionaires and billionaires. So we have to continue to encourage and embolden ourselves to be clever and smarter than anyone else out there with our, you know, 50 cents. And I think what, you know, Manurewa Marae, and I hope that this is something that becomes really supported across the motu, has had to do is, again, you know, stick it to mainstream politicians and electoral commission and show that we do want to participate, but we have to have confidence. We don't want to turn up to Moores, and then suddenly see the machinery of the Electoral Commission is broken down, and we're queuing, and we've had to take, you know, time out of mahi to get there. This is a kaupapa which, again, will encourage our whānau to be taking, you know, control of their own and determining their own destiny. So I'm really proud of what Manurewa went out. Humbled for the tautoko, but I encourage our whānau, ignore the naysayers and perhaps the salty people that, you know, by have some entitlement that they should get in without challenge. The reality is that more of our whānau, 70% of us of our people are under the age of 40. We must be smarter in how we encourage them to turn up for themselves.
Tēnā koe. Look, it's got legs, obviously, because I'm looking at the RNZ website today, and they are suggesting that the Electoral Commission is investigating concerns raised over the voting place at Manurewa Marae. But understanding, there's no formal investigation. What's the situation here?
There's been no formal. I mean, this is you know, kura te ahua. You know, this is the problem, is that we went out and we have, like I said, ruffled some of the biggest, most influential birds, not only in Aotearoa, but in, you know, probably Te Ao Māori. When you have journalists that are going out and have got absolutely no material evidence of any complaints being received, more or less issued, then you've got to ask yourself, what are we truly up against, Māori? Are we up against, you know, the common enemy within those who don't believe in us as Māori, within those Pākehā spectrums, the Hobson's Pledge, the Acts, or are we up against each other because of entitlement and we don't believe that we, you know, we should be challenged? There has been no official complaint in the Electoral Commission. You know, there has been absolutely nothing that's been done wrong in Manurewa. In fact, it's a prototype we should copy. And, you know, again, I know that my mātua did not go out there and lobby and sit there and support a kaupapa that we have in Whakaata Māori for them to go out and then embolden every other, you know, Pākehā media that we then see has running off of absolutely no material evidence. The sad thing is that what we should be, you know, encouraging gets discouraged because, again, of those entitled people who don't believe Te Pāti Māori should be challenging seats or should be here at all. I just think all it does is it creates more of a support for us as a movement when we actually disclose and see what we're up against. In media, we should be having neutrality. In Te Pāti, in Māori media, when it comes to Te Pāti Māori kaupapa, we should be at least guaranteed some objectivity and, you know, research. And I challenge that hasn't happened. And I'm waiting for the apology to Takutai and Manurewa Marae.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, Ted Hooks is one way to describe where Takutai is at. You're confident of retaining the seat, that the recount will reconfirm that Takutai has won this one?
Well, Pini is an amazing tāne, but the reality is the results came out, and, you know, we stand by that. I think the upset is that not only that it's close, but again, like I say, this amazing grassroots worker who sees and feels our whānau on the ground, who have been struggling, who have been ignored by, you know, consecutive governments, has usurped positions that probably people never expected, those that are in ministers, those that are, you know, suddenly we hear the Brother Willie saying, oh, you know, Te Pāti Māori, crux in 2017, he was promoting a vote for, you know, Māori as a vote for National. Now we're like besties. What's happened is a disruption inside even Te Ao Māori, and people need to get over it and respect the fact that our whānau do want to see an unapologetic voice like Te Pāti Māori in this parliament, particularly now that we have, you know, this coalition of chaos. And I think we just need to be more respectful of each other and the mahi that, you know, and tautoko that's gone on behind Takutai. I get it, you know, I get it that we have usurped legacy seats. But again, this was about focusing on our people who feel largely ignored and now are going to need more unapologetic fighting as Te Pāti Māori represents against the tyranny of the majority and against what we can see as encouragement of the rich getting richer and less support for our whānau that are struggling.
Tēnā koe. Let's talk about a couple of Taranaki issues, if we can, please, for a moment. Look, I know that you're very proud of your connections, particularly into South Taranaki, and it does feel as though the fight, we have spoken at length with TTR's Tono to scrape the seabed floor of Pātea, for instance, and as an example. How are you feeling that there's potential for these environmental degradations to continue with a change of government that could reenact potential for offshore drilling, for more exploratory work in South Taranaki, and indeed this sea floor scraping could be back on the table? Is there some nervousness from the people of your orohe?
Oh, I think there's nervousness, and rightly so, in Taranaki, and there should be in Aotearoa. We have a government that has said that it will, without any doubt, it's not May, that they will open up the oil and mineral sector, that they will continue to have a more aggressive agenda to for the exploration and exploitation of our taiao. I'm extremely worried for what that means for not only existing permits that we've fought in the courts, but all those that are waiting in line to get across, the ability to put profit before people and planet. That is what National campaigned on. They campaigned on being able to, undo the Māori House Authority. They campaigned on, again, cutting back bureaucracy that helps, minorities. I hate using that word, but I think we should be really concerned. So this banter going on about what did and what didn't happen in Te Pāti Māori's campaigning should be less of the focus. What we have is a government, and it has done absolutely nothing to stop the killing of tamariki overseas in Palestine. It is continuing to talk about the exploitation of our environment. It is going to undo agencies and kaupapa that we've put in place to address our inequities. That came about because the very thing we see in Palestine of colonisation. So what we need to do is be more focused on unity and, being able to stop the onslaught of modern-day colonisation. And I think that's really our focus. We just can't be distracted with bored journos. We have to stay more focused on what it is that we're going to do to stop a government that has absolutely no respect for tangata whenua and the kaupapa that we need to protect for our future generations.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, I note that King Tuheitia is scheduled to visit Parihaka Pā, seemingly for the first time next week. That's to strengthen the historical and spiritual bonds between Taranaki and the Kingitanga. Parihaka Day was just the other day. What do you make of this visit?
Yeah, we have the Kingitanga and Manawao and Ratana movement arriving on 18th of the morning at Parihaka. It's going to be a big day for us, obviously, and Taranaki is hosting, but the importance and the significance is almost like I've just finished talking. Politically, spiritually, we have to unite and focus on movements of kaupapa that are unapologetically Māori and that are about kotahitanga. I think this is, there needs to be less rhetoric on, poor performances of governments that had the largest Māori caucus and back down off that, and there needs to be more focus on movements. Te Pāti Māori prides itself as a movement more than it does itself as a political party. We'll be there to tautoko and to tautoko on what it is that we do to unite and encourage our people to, move in a kotahitanga way. And whatever and however that looks, we know we have to prepare for what's coming at us and to look after our most vulnerable whānau.
Tēnā koe, Debbie. Thanks so much. We'll be waiting in anticipation, too, of the result of the recount, as no doubt you and Takutai will be as well. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much for spending some time with us. Tēnā koe. That's Debbie Ngārua Packer, filling in for Rawiri.